Very good. Good evening, everyone. Happy Sabbath to all.
Good evening, Dr. T.
Another pleasure and privilege for me to be here with you to continue our discussion. Now, the text I'd like us to bear in mind this evening, two texts. One is Isaiah 53, 4 to 5. Surely he has borne our grief and carries our sorrows, which is our griefs, our pains, and our afflictions. I want us to remember this because when God says that Jesus bore our grief for us, there is no need for us to carry them. The other text is 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. And God is asking us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Now, last week we did talk about how to recognize that we still have some inner wounds that have not been healed. And we did go through them, and we did, I'm just going to make mention of them as we go along and get into the next section. And the first one is inner rawness, then irritability, little or no tolerance, feelings always rising up, oversensitive about events in our past, hard to forgive, hard to feel loved, lashing out, feeling of anger towards God, self-hate, easily frustrated, escapism, cutting, retaliation urges, irresponsible behavior, irrational expectations of others, perfectionism, feelings of hopelessness, dryness, obsessive compulsive disorder, hostility towards God and others. And we did mention that one of the first thing we want to do is we want to be honest with ourselves. Then we looked at who did this to us. We need to find out who actually did cause the hurt and the pain to us. And today we are going to pick up from keys to inner healing. Now, that was just by quickly a review. Now, the first thing that you want to do is you want to be settled. You want to feel that that the guilt and shame is no longer there, especially when the feeling when you have feelings that God is somehow disappointed or angry with you. You need to have that settled, that God is not angry with you. Now, when dealing with a physical wound, what is the first thing you want to do? You want to clean it from the germs, clean it up, so that it can properly heal. So when we have spiritual or emotional wounds carrying around baggages like guilt, shame, and fear, we want to make that healing process be feasible. We want to expose it to the light of Christ, the light of the Holy Spirit, so that he can cleanse these for us, because we are not the ones who are going to be doing that cleansing. Now, getting yourself to the point, and I want you to pay attention, that getting yourself to the point where you know that God loves, forgives, and accepts us is one of the fundamentals or one of the foundations for receiving that inner healing. Knowing that God isn't angry or disappointed in you creates an atmosphere where you can freely turn your burdens over to Jesus and trust him to take care of you. Many of us sometimes, when we feel disappointed, we do not even feel like praying. And I'm saying, as Ellen White says, this is the time to pray. Let us not forget that the enemy at this point is seeking to overwhelm us with guilt and shame and hold us where we do not get healing for those. Now, carrying around a burden of shame is a sure way to hinder the inner feeling or the inner healing process, because it mentally separates us from the healing work of Jesus. Again, carrying around a burden of shame is a sure way to hinder the healing process, because it mentally separates us from the healing work of Jesus. If we want to freely receive healing for our damaged emotions, then we need to settle it in our minds that God is not angry with us, and stand on God's words about our sins being forgiven and washed away, as Jesus has promised, wash them away with his blood. He said also that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I say, praise God. One of the biggest keys to receiving healing for damaged emotion depends on our perception of God and how he feels about us and our healing. You must realize that he is the source of our healing and deliverance from it, and not our problem. Now, God is here saying that here's the problem and he is the solution. Here is the spiritual problem. Here are the wounds. And Jesus is saying, here is my blood. Apply it through faith. Blaming God for your problems will put up an invisible wall which will hinder his healing power from flowing into your mind and into that emotion. The Holy Spirit will not override our free will, and when we blame him, our free will is putting our hand in the face of God, stopping him. It is important that our free will allow his work and does not blame him for the bad things that has happened to us. It is important to realize that God is for us and not against us. It is important to realize that God is on our side. He desires to see us healed and restored to wholeness, even more than we even have the desire to be healed. Open up those wounds and give the pain to Jesus.
Amen.
He says, cast your cares upon me. What you want is to open up those wounds before the light of Jesus so they can be healed. As long as you hold them in darkness, they will never be fully healed. This explains why some individuals have been carrying around wounds for years. If you have a physical wound and it turns into an infection, and you merely put a band-aid over it, would that solve the problem?
No.
Of course not. You need take that mask off. expose it to the life of Jesus and apply the healing and germ-killing life of Christ into that wound so it can be healed. God's words tell us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. And I would like that every one of us internalize this, take this in, and make it personal, so that we cast our care on Jesus minutely, hourly, daily. Anytime they occur, we remember his promise that we should cast. In fact, it was a command that we should cast our cares upon him. We need to realize that Christ has taken our pain to the cross. And if we will transfer it to him, he is waiting to heal our wounds. Praise God. Why should we carry something that Christ has carried for us to the cross? Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Now, these are not only the physical problems that we're going through, but it also includes the emotional problems that we're going through. It also includes the inner wounds that have not been healed. We need to put them to Christ, give them to him, because he has already taken them to the cross for us. Let me just say that the word sorrow in this passage actually translates to grief, pain, and affliction. When Jesus shed his blood, he carried our inner pain and wounds so that we don't have to anymore. God's word tells us that he cares for us. And because of this fact, we are told to cast them all, not some, but all of our cares on him. We are in a habit of giving him some and keeping some for ourselves. Now, sometimes I do tell individuals that they should do something. Let me tell you what it is. Get 2 little boxes, nicely decorated. On one of them you put for Jesus to do. On the other you put for you to do. Anything that you cannot manage, put it in the for Jesus to do box. Now, important to remember that when we put those in Jesus' box, don't go and take them out by trying to solve it ourselves, because Jesus will. Being thankful for Jesus' carrying our sorrows is another key to our healing process. Being thankful, thankfulness that Jesus carried our sorrows to the cross. Many individuals have no clue of what it means to be thankful, and all they're interested in is complaining. I remember as a little boy, we had this game from Egypt to Canaan. And sometimes when you're moving your target, it lands on certain section and it says, for murmuring and complaining, go back 10 spaces. Let us not murmur and complain, because God cannot deal with that. We need to be thankful. If you choose to carry your own sorrows, it is usually because, one, you don't really realize or believe that he carried your sorrows already. And number two, you haven't taken the time to think about or understand what Jesus did. It is a lack of faith not to carry our burden to Jesus. It means that we're not trusting him as for being able to do what he said he can do and will do. Just imagine me serving a God who called this world into being. Hallelujah. We serve a God that spoke and it stood fast. We serve a God that is beyond all God.
Amen.
He is merciful. He is mighty. He is powerful. That's the God we serve. And when he says we should do something, we should do it, and that should set it for us. Amen.
Amen.
Anytime when we seriously look at what Christ did for us, it's impossible not to be thankful for such a gift that he has lovingly purchased for us. Thank you. Being thankful will make you eager to take advantage of what Christ has lovingly carried for us. We need to be thankful. I want you to picture Jesus standing there with you, with tears in his eyes, feeling the hurt and suffering that you're going through. We are told to cast our cares and concerns upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Picturing Jesus standing there beside a situation with tears in his eyes can be very powerful. John 11:35-36 tells us that Jesus wept. He said Jesus wept. Why? When Jesus saw the unbelief in the folks, he was sorrowful. Behold how he loves him. Casting all your cares, for he cares for us. Let us practice to love Jesus. Let us practice to remember that Jesus understands all of our sorrows, and that he cares for us. Developing a thankful attitude is another big key for receiving inner healing for our emotional wounds. Thankfulness leads to trust. If you are thankful for what God has given you, then you will find it easy to trust him in those areas of our lives. Thankfulness is also a big key for overcoming rejection issues. Sometimes we're just consumed by saying, this one doesn't talk to me, that one doesn't talk to me, I am not accepted in this, I am not accepted in that. But if I take the time to recognize what God has done for me and understand how much God loves me, then I will not be having any rejection issues whatsoever. Because when you begin to look at all that Christ has done for you, it is impossible to feel rejected by our Heavenly Father, which is one of the big keys to healing rejection. God's word actually commands us to be thankful. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Again, be ye thankful. Not only are we commanded to be thankful. But the Bible also tells us that what can happen if we are unthankful. The Bible tells us. If we are unthankful, what will happen? Romans 1:21 says. Romans 1:21. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. This is a result of being unthankful. An unthankful heart is prone to unforgiving, unloving, resentful, and all sorts of hateful feeling against others. Can you imagine? All sorts of hateful feelings towards others. It is a position, it is a poison to our emotional health and ability to receive the healing that God wants to bring into our wounds. In other words, unthankfulness is a poison because it blinds our eyes and it cuts us off from the love of Jesus. Those who are unforgiving and judgmental towards others, again, those who are unforgiving and judgmental towards others have forgotten what God has done for them. Anyone who is truly thankful for how God has treated them would go about treating others the same way as he treated us. Now, let us pay attention that Jesus is here saying that the same, whatever you have done to the least of these, you have done it unto me. So when you are unforgiving towards your brother or your sister, you're actually doing it to Jesus. And we need to understand this because the implication is that we must treat others like how we would like to treat Jesus. Now, Jesus has already treated us with the biggest gift of all, his own life. So if Jesus would have borne his life for us, what else can we ask or could he ask but to be thankful to him? Begin to be thankful for the little things which God has created for us to enjoy. Now, how many of us are thankful for the birds singing? How many of us are thankful for the dinner? How many of us are thankful for the breakfast? How many of us are thankful for our children? Thankful for our wives, our husbands, our church family? How many of us are thankful for the gift of eternal life?
I'm thankful.
Praise God.